This is The Indicator. I'm Paddy Hirsch, and today we're going to play one of our favourite games, Overrated, Underrated. And my victim today is Marilyn Cohen, the Bond Queen of the West Coast, Chief Executive of Envision Capital Management in Santa Monica. Marilyn, welcome.
Thank you.
And I see you've brought something with you. What is this?
So I told you the last time I was with you that next time I come in, I would bake you my best chocolate cake.
I remember you saying that.
But you didn't think I would do
it. I wasn't. Yes. So, I thought you were kidding.
So here it is.
And here it is.
And he's going to taste it.
Oh, yeah. It looks great, actually.
Shall I call 911?
That is spectacular. All right. Anyway, more on bonds, financial markets, and Marilyn Cohen coming up after the break.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from ExxonMobil. They're driving growth in American communities by creating jobs and energy. On the Gulf Coast alone, their new projects expect to create 45,000 jobs. Learn more at energyfactor.com. Support also comes from Capital One. Capital One's indicator is zero because they offer accounts with zero fees or minimums, and they offer accounts that can be opened from anywhere in 5 minutes. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Capital One N.A.
So, Marilyn, you're a bond investor. You manage portfolios of bonds.
I do.
So a quick primer for the uninitiated, a bond is effectively a loan. So when you buy one of, say, General Electric bonds or a government bond, you're effectively lending money to that company or that government for a certain period of time at a certain rate of interest.
Correct. The only thing is you're betting that they will stay in business and have the wherewithal to make the timely interest and principal payments. And your example of General Electric may not be a good example.
That's true. General Electric in the hole right now. What's it going to take to dig them out of it?
Deep in the hole. I don't know if they can get dug out.
So General Electric bonds, overrated or underrated?
Way overrated. Way overrated. Yes.
Yeah, you think they should be trading at junk status.
I do.
So why aren't they?
I think people, think that, oh, everything's going to be okay. After all, it's GE. No, this is not the GE of 20 years ago. Mm. And here's a perfect case where you cannot trust the rating agencies. They just haven't done their job.
So rating agencies, overrated or underrated?
Oh, my gosh. way too overrated. People that listen to them are not hearing the truth. They're just hearing a suggestion.
Right. Now, chocolate cake, by the way, this is an amazing chocolate. I have another piece, actually. Hang on. So good. But chocolate cake isn't the only thing that you brought into the studios today.
That's correct.
What else can you tell us about?
Well, I brought my hospital therapy dog, Dove, who we call Dovey, who works at the VA hospital, the Veterans Hospital, every Sunday, visiting our sick and dying veterans. And most of the vets have nobody ever visiting them. Mm. So it really cheers her up.
So while we're on the subject of pets, I've been reading up a lot on pet expenditures this in the U.S., and we're on track this year to spend more than $70 billion on pets in the U.S. this year. $70 billion. Now, a lot of this is vets' bills and food, but a nice slice goes to pampering pets.
Yes.
My favorite pampering is holistic grooming products such as the Blueberry Facial for dogs. So, expensive grooming and pampering products for canines, overrated or underrated?
Well, probably underrated because it probably helps the master more than it helps the animal. Mm. So I think that an owner wants to give as much to his or her pet as they do their children. And so it's underrated as far as the pet's probably concerned, but it's not overrated as far as the master is concerned.
Interesting. Enough said.
Okay.
Let's move on. Let's get serious for a moment and get back to bonds. We constantly hear about the stock market reacting to political events, but less often about the bond market. Is the bond market's value as an economic indicator overrated or underrated?
Underrated. Hmm. And the bond market is so much bigger than the stock market, and all of the bad things that happen in the event arena starts in the bond market. I have a pop question for you.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
Testing the tester.
Yes, I am. If you add up all of the treasury debt plus a municipal bond debt plus the asset-backed securities debt plus money market debt plus corporate debt in the United States, what does that add up to as of end of last quarter?
Let me think about this for a second. I have no idea.
Okay, that's
Tell me.
Fair.
Tell
that's
me.
That's fair. 41 $41.8 trillion in outstanding bonds.
$41.8 trillion.
That's correct. And how big is the stock market? $20
trillion? $20 trillion, yeah, about, yeah.
Okay. I'd say that that is wow. a bigger footprint. But, how
reactive is the bond market in comparison?
Well, it's different. It doesn't compare. It contrasts.
It doesn't have that kind of the volatility, the bells and whistles that the
That's
stock market
correct.
Has.
And the talking heads on TV and the radio, they focus much more on the stock market because it is so much easier to understand. Ah, I can buy a share of Disney. I could go to Disneyland too. Ah, I buy a airport revenue bond. So the airport's going to be there no matter what. It is a left brain, right brain kind of differential.
So say I'm listening to you and I think, oh, maybe it's a good idea to actually look at the bond market instead of the stock market for an indicator. And one thing I've heard a lot about is this thing called the yield curve. Now, I'm going to explain what this is a second, because we have one of my colleagues, Cardiff Garcia, is a huge fan of the yield curve. Talks about it all the time. It's a graph that plots the yields of similar quality bonds against their maturity. And depending on how curved or flat it is, some people say that it's a good predictor of the likelihood or not of a recession. So let me ask you this. The yield curve as an indicator, overrated or underrated?
Underrated.
Underrated?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell me more.
Well, I think that it is a reflection, number one, of Federal Reserve policy, and number two, what is going on not just in the U.S., but globally. Because when our rates were 1% lower year and a half ago, people kept saying, who wants to buy treasuries? And when you compare and contrast that to the German yield curve, the French yield curve, the Japanese yield curve, all of the seven major yield curves, our yields were and still are much more generous. Mm. So you have to look at it globally and say, where are the bargains? If you invest not solely, but in some treasury bonds that are due in 20 or 30 years, and your assumption is the U.S. government's going to stay in business, then you know exactly what you're going to have. So predictability, not only of income stream, but of principal payment, is something that no other asset class has. Mm.
So I've been eating your cake, so which is why I'm sounding a little...
You should have a cup of coffee with it.
Very good. And finally, chocolate. Oh, overrated or underrated?
Totally underrated.
Highly rated.
No. More people need to be exposed to not good, but excellent chocolate to really understand. The stuff that you buy off of the shelf at your Kroger or your Ralph's isn't the great stuff. You've got your Scharfenberger. You've got, you know, all kinds of other names that the depth and the layers they have.
You used to
Nirvana.
have your Cadbury's, but that's kind of been
gone.
It's kind of been done now.
Yeah.
You know, that merger really took care of Cadbury's.
It sure did.
It's a terrible thing. Well, Marilyn Cohen, thank you for joining me for Overrated Underrated. It's been a pleasure having you.
Thank you, Patty.
Hope you'll come back.
I shall.
Thank you.
Whether it's athlete protests, the Muslim travel ban, gun violence, school reform, or just the music that's giving you life right now, race is the subtext to so much of the American story. And on Code Switch, we make that subtext text. You can listen to us on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.